for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey!
What is going on this Friday afternoon?
670 is the episode.
That's 67 degrees.
That's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show with Flames in the Hizzle.
What is going on?
We talk about smoking pigeons. Those things taste weird.
They do taste weird with their feathers and stuff.
Yeah. We take a peek inside Hans's CD player, as usual.
Talk about some movies.
Oh, and horse dicks. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Friday edition of the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Word.
Number 670.
What?
Yep.
Already?
We're up to 270 episodes, and I'm missing, we haven't done some Zappacasts for a while, so we're going to get back to that next week. So here's a little Mothers of Invention in the background. Called Get a Little.
Did they invent the tuna fish?
Yeah, I think in 1915. Oh. We talked about that on Monday, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And as he said, you ever just think you're going to rip her drawers off and get a little?
Yeah.
That's the name of this song.
Tuna fish.
Weasels Ripped My Flesh is the album, so check that out. Go back to episode, I don't even know what, but we already did this album, so...
Check out the
Zappatagcast at zappacast.com.
Not a lot of people know Zappa was the fifth Marx brother.
Zappa Marx?
Mm-hmm.
Zeppo.
Yep.
I don't think you knew that.
I didn't.
I don't think you still do.
Nope.
I think you still don't know that. So welcome to Friday, everybody. What is today?
It's Friday. I hope everybody's out there on LSD.
Hey, we were going to talk about
Quaaludes.
That. That's right. You know, a lot of people do drugs and don't want their kids to know. We'll try to spell out things to like so their kids don't know. And one time, a friend of my wife said to her in front of our daughter when she was younger, said, "Hey, you want to go smoke some POT?" I'm like, "Dude, if you're going to pick a word to spell out, you should pick one that's longer than three letters." As she probably knows. But it worked because then later she came up to me and she said, "I'm worried about Mom. Her and her friend are out there smoking the peyote." And I said, "Peyote?" And she's like, "Yeah, isn't that bad stuff?" And I was like, "Yeah, peyote's pretty hardcore." And she's like, "She said they were going to smoke some peyote. She was saying peyote.
Peyote.
So if you're spelling out pot, spell out W-E-E-D or something and don't say, "Hey, want to go take some LSD?" Because they'll know what that means when you spell out LSD.
Do they make lewds anymore?
Dudes on lewds should not drive, bro.
That reminds me of that Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode.
I don't know if they, I don't know, dude. If they make lewds.
Where, you ever watch that show?
I do, but not religiously. I don't watch it.
I don't watch it quite a bit. But when I catch it on, it's one of the three episodes I've seen.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. Whenever I try to watch it, I'm like, do they have eight seasons? And how come they only play three episodes?
Yeah. The Philadelphia episode.
And
I've seen that one like 80 times, even though I've only watched the show 81 times.
You know what's always on when I turn it on? Who Shit the Bed? That one. Have
yeah,
you seen that
one too?
Yeah, see, that's the one where the Charlie shit the bed. It was Danny.
Or the one where, yeah.
Somebody shit in my bed.
Or the one where Frank's eating sausages out of his shirt.
Yeah, that's the third episode. That's the only three they have. You ever watch Sunny? Hey, Flames is here. What's up, Flames?
Yeah.
He was finishing up his pizza earlier.
Oh, yeah. Then there's the one where they go. Oh, that is the Philadelphia one where they go and they go and they go and they go. Dennis goes over into that his old frat house and they zap him.
Yeah.
He's like, "I'm a legend around here." And they zap him with the fucking taser three or four times.
That's weird. You keep saying Zappa. We're just listening to Frank Zappa.
Zappa.
We're just listening to Frank Zappa. Actually, I think he's still playing in the background if we turn it back up.
Did you know frat houses? And there's a frat house in the U.S. that's banning hazing and pledging.
Well, it's about fucking time, because that shit's ridiculous, dude. Seriously?
They've had 10 deaths in that house alone and since 2006. Not that house, but that, I don't know what they call them, the order.
Yeah.
Like Sigma a frat, Alpha Epsilon.
A frat. A fraternity.
One guy is saying that even though it'll make it safer without hazing people for 8 to 12 weeks, they may end up with students who will fail at their grades.
Well, of course. Of course they will. I don't think that hazing is appropriate or necessary. That's why I didn't ever go to a big college. Plus, I didn't have the money or the interest. Or...
You can't get interest if you don't have any money.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a wise thought. Did you just think of that yourself?
Yep. Here's another wise thought.
Okay.
A Canadian man has been sentenced to 18 months for a sexual assault.
On a pit bull?
Nope, he poked holes in his girlfriend's condom and she got pregnant, and so now he's going to jail for sexual assault.
He assaulted her with semen?
Yep.
Well, so were they pinholes, or is he a pinhead, or what?
All his salt got through.
So you poke holes in this in the condom.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he put it on first.
Ow.
He's like, just a second, let me put on my condom. Ow, ow, ow. What are you doing? Nothing. It's just kind of tight.
There was a guy I saw on this one show called Dude, You're Screwed. Did you ever, Dude, You're Screwed. That's what it's called.
That's what the show was called?
Uh-huh.
Dude, You're Screwed.
Yep, it's on the Animal Planet. And it's this farmer, he's chasing sheep around, and he yells, dude, and he grabs one, and he screws him.
Dude, you're screwed.
No, wait, that was a different show I was watching.
Okay, I was going to say, that doesn't...
No, really... this, they kidnap people, and then drop them off on the top of, Iceland.
Mount Everest.
On top of a mountain and island. Iceland.
Mountain and island?
Mountain and Iceland. Or they dropped one guy on a frozen volcano. They just kidnap him off the street and then drop him off there, and they have 100 hours to find civilization.
One's like a Navy SEAL, and the other one's like an Army Beret. And one's like a super duper, hey, I can survive out in the wilderness better than
Bear
Grylls kind of guy. Sort of.
Not that guy.
I like to drink my own urine.
And then there's that one show. You know, I don't know what I was going to say.
I know, dude. Man. And not only you don't know what you're saying, but you're talking weird.
Yep.
Dustin has a different accent this week. I don't know what's gotten into him. Have you been drinking white port and lemon juice?
White port and lemon juice.
White port and lemon juice.
You ever drink that?
No, what is it?
That's wine.
That would go with tuna.
White wine.
Yeah.
Port wine. Okay. And lemon juice.
Was that called get a stain out or something?
WPLJ.
You never had a WPLJ?
I know.
Not without
sir.
A PB&J.
What the fuck's the matter with you guys?
Did you hear that they got those one things now?
Nope.
The peanut butter and chocolate and the Butterfinger.
Dude, yeah. Those are fucking good. I know. Those better than Reese's because they got
I've
a
never
little.
Had one.
I do too.
My stoner son gave me one.
I wonder where you find them at.
At the store.
Certain
the
stores.
Store,
not all
it.
The stores have them.
Oh,
though.
They're coming. They're infiltrating slowly but surely, just like the white port and lemon juice.
Yeah.
My slow but surely so slow.
Who's Shirley?
Shirley Slow.
Yeah. Shirley Slow.
I don't know who Shirley Slow is.
She's a plum.
Dude, you guys are blowing my mind right now.
Well, that's what a slow is.
Like a slow gin fizzy?
Isn't that a song by Kiss, Slow Gin?
No, it's cold.
Slow gin.
It's cold gin time.
Wait, that's
written by
song.
Ace Frehley.
What's that? What's that cream song, Slow Gin?
Strange Brew?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's weird that I would know that that's what you meant when that sounds nothing like...
I know.
Slow Gin? Oh, Strange Brew. That is a Strange Brew. You know, it was the song from that movie with Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Mm-hmm, it was.
Strange Brew!
Wasn't that like a... Wasn't that you? Eric Clapton?
It was. Him and Ginger Baker and Jack Bruce. Yeah. And they were only a band for like 3 years. Did you know that?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you're
they put
Disraeli
out a
McGeers.
Plethora Disraeli McGeers. What's the why'd you put a muh in there? Disraeli McGeers.
Disraeli
like a,
McGeers.
That sounds like a guy that
you know
I
what mean. Disraeli Gears is, don't you?
No, I read it one time, but I can't remember. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. I know it is. Do you know what it is, Flame? You're kind of a gearhead.
What is it?
Disraeli Gears.
Disraeli Gears?
It's one word, Disraeli.
Disraeli Gears.
I can't say I've ever heard of it, truthfully.
All right, well, Dustin's going to tell us all about it here in a minute. It's it's the name of a Cream album that included hits like White Room and Sunshine of Your Love, I believe. Some of their bigger hits, even though they were all pretty big.
Meow. Yeah.
Are you going to tell us or not?
What do you want to know?
What's a Disraeli Gear?
A Disraeli Gear is a Disraeli Gear.
That is so informative yet stupid. Mm-hmm. Can't you give us some more information?
Oh, it's an album from them.
1967. We all know that.
What was the B-side to Strange Brew?
What was it?
Yep.
You're asking me?
Yep.
White Room?
Tales of Brave Ulysses.
Oh, that's one of their best songs.
The Tales of Brave Ulysses.
That's not quite how it goes, but it's pretty good. Hey, we guys hope we guys here, the three of us, hope that you guys out there, the other three that are listening, there's at least 30. Hope you're having a good Friday, you guys.
Yeah, I like Fridays.
Thank God
Fridays
it's Friday.
Are good.
TGIF. This is our TGIF show. Terry Guile is fun. That's me. I'm Terry Guile. And these guys are just sitting here eating and playing on their phones, getting smoke cigarettes. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, so I feel like I'm better than you guys. And when you guys were not smoking and I was, I felt like you guys were better than me. So it kind of equals out. Right now,
you're
really
still getting the nicotine, though. So you're just putting off the withdrawal symptoms, though.
Okay, so what's going to happen?
In.
What's going to happen when I go down to No Nick?
Nothing.
Am I going to freak out?
No, but you're just, you haven't got the nicotine out of your system, so you're still going to go
no, but all the
withdrawal
tar,
stage.
All the tar and the stuff. I'm just trying to clean out my body more than
that.
And plus keep money in my pocket because even though I only smoked like 5 or 6 cigarettes a day, that's 3 days, $6-$7, 7 times 3 times 10. That's like $70, $60 to $70 a month I was paying, and with this I'm paying like 5 a month or no. 10. I don't smoke it very much too,
nice.
If you guys ever try quitting again, you should try one of these, because just every time you get a craving, you're just like, okay.
You know, Disraeli was the first.
Wasn't that a guy's name?
He is the only prime minister of Britain who has been a Jewish.
Did he grind his gears?
No, he was a writer and politician and a dandy.
So what is the correlation with the Disraeli gears?
Is that a phrase that was just nodding to him?
But
he wrote a lot of things.
Okay. Like words on paper. Okay. All right.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah, he wrote The Young Duke.
All the Young Dukes or just the one?
All the Young Dukes.
I thought that was David Bowie that wrote that.
He wrote a trilogy of novels and a bunch of other novels.
Okay.
Yep.
And he had some gears, or?
I don't know if there's anything about gears.
Okay, that's just something they came up with. All right, well, you guys, I was going to give you some information on the Bridgetown Comedy Festival today, but I guess they haven't updated their website yet. It is happening May 8th through the 11th in Portland. It'll be one of the biggest years. I think it's sixth or seventh year they've been doing the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. A lot of big names coming, but their website is not telling us who it is. But I know some locals got on. I didn't even submit this year. But if you're up there between the 8th, on a Thursday, May 8th through the 11th, check out the Bridgetown Comedy Festival. It pretty much takes over Hawthorne Boulevard.
How many bridges are in Portland?
I have no idea.
Eight.
Me neither.
Good job, eight? Flames. Is that a guess?
Eight.
I'll take it.
Can you name them?
Selwood.
Burnside.
Right.
Burnside. Morrison.
How about Ginger Baker said?
Never mind. Go ahead.
He said, you know how the title came about, Disraeli Gears, yeah?
Oh, was he from Sweden? No. Okay, how'd it come about, yeah?
They had an Austin Westminster, and Mick Turner was one of the roadies who'd been with him for a long time, and he's driving along, and Eric Clapton was talking about getting a racing bike. And Mick driving went, oh yeah, Disraeli Gears, meaning derailer gears. We all just fell over. We said, that's got to be the album title. All
right.
Basically the gear changer on like a 10-speed.
Basically.
I don't know why they were falling all over.
I don't know why they were. That's got to be the title. That's fucking gold, mate. It's golden. Cream, Disraeli Gears, and then we'll
What's
call
the
our
better
last
song,
album.
Strange Brew or Sunshine of Your Love?
I like Strange Brew better because it hasn't been overplayed, I think. But they're pretty much comparable, but I think the one has been overplayed more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Strange right, Brew's a little bit better? Different.
All right.
It's got the high kind of, I don't know, it's different. It's just different, man.
What's the better song, Tales of Brave Ulysses or Slobber?
I like Slobber. That's the lady had a mustache song. But the lady had a mustache. Chunk, 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 chunk,
chunk, chunk, chunk. And a rainbow has a beard.
Yeah, the rainbow has a beard. That's what this SW.
I like that song.
The short woman
so
has a
weird.
I know. And the rainbow had a mustache. She's coming to me in the morning. I heard the Foo Fighters did an awesome cover of that. Hey, if you guys are into music, I'm just going to bust out this real quick. There's a couple local shows going on you should check out. 30 Pound Test is playing in Springfield at Goodfellas. 8:30 show with Electric Funeral and Black Bell, which I believe those bands respectively contain members of Northwest Royale and Grinch and stuff. So, also tonight, if you're in the Portland area, check out World of Lies with Toe Tag, former members of The Accused, with Burning Monk from California at Slab Town. That's tonight. Or you can just listen to the plugs after the show. I'll tell you all about it. I just saw those and thought you should know. It's tonight. Go to it. All right, Slobber.
What's the better song, White Room or Politician?
White Room.
I'd scrap both those and go with Anyone for Tennis. Remember that song? Do you remember Anyone for
like
Tennis?
That song, though.
Dude, that's a goofy, goofy song. You never heard that, Flames?
I haven't.
Anyone for Tennis.
That's a crazy
song. That'd be nice.
Song.
That's a classic.
That is, along with, Politician. I think I'd have to choose, to be serious, I'd have to choose Politician over White Room.
Really?
Yeah, that's an old blues tune. It's a Willie Dixon or something.
Yep.
Has some staying power.
Stain power.
Like it'll stain your fucking shit.
Oh, stain power.
What about Badge?
I like Badge. George Harrison on guitar. I used to dig that.
I know.
Not my favorite, though. I'd like it. But.
I always like that bass line coming in.
Which one? On Politician?
No, on the George Harrison one we were just talking about.
Oh, Badge, yeah. What do you think about?
I always remember that one because Ringo, did you know Ringo wrote a line, came up with a line for that song?
Uh-uh.
He came up with, what's the one where he goes, with pigeons in the park.
Huh, I did not know that.
You know which line I'm talking about?
No, but I didn't know that.
He told you about the...
I told you about the room with you in my car.
The one that
Man,
I told
that
you
one.
About the pigeons in the park. I think that's the one he came up with.
Huh. This is just someone playing their record and recording it. I hate that. It's like Superfan Jared with his videos. Anyone for tennis?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Nice.
You never heard that before. I can't.
I don't. That. I really don't think I have.
You've heard part of it now. Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
We're all kind of full.
Yeah, right there. He said Ringo walked in drunk while they were writing the song, and he gave them the line about the swans living in the park.
Wow, he's always thinking about animals.
Harrison?
Ringo Starr, Octopus Guard.
He's
Ringo. But I guess he didn't write a lot of the
Ringo
songs.
Dingo.
All their songs were credited to Lennon and McCartney.
Yeah.
You know, Harrison wasn't credited on there for contractual reasons. He was listed as Leangelo Mysterioso.
Ah, Leangelo Mysterioso on Guitario.
Rilio.
That was also Felix Popolardi on piano and Mellotron.
He did a lot of work with
Rilio.
With them and with Traffic.
Well, that's pretty cool, D-Leo.
Who's that?
Felix Popolardi.
He was also associated with Mountain.
Mountain.
Leslie West was an underrated guitarist, I believe.
Mississippi Queen.
Yeah, they had a one-hit wonder. And
you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean. Hey, you guys should go check it out. We found out now. It's Friday. We found out that the pizza of the month at Pizza Now is BLT, which is, we'll say, but to me, but it's a bacon, lettuce, tomato pizza. I guess it
that
would just,
sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And it's not $13. It's only $11.
Yeah.
So it's the lower price, premium price. And don't forget, you can get $5 pizzas all day long. Sausage, cheese, or pepperoni.
Those are good, man.
$5. And they got those new personal ones all month for Pie Month this month. Pie Month. $3.14.
Yeah, just for this month? I need to give me one of those.
Little 8-inchers personal pan pizzas.
Yeah.
$5.
And a drink. And a drink.
Man.
And a drink. So get down there. We had some, thanks to Flames, we had some Cinnabread numbers.
Yeah, that stuff's addicting, man. They should sell that in a 24-inch square.
And we were, yeah.
Like the old Pizza King, King pizzas. Did you ever have one of those?
Maybe. Uh-uh. Maybe when I
they'd
was
have
young.
The big old 24-inch square pizza.
24-inch square?
Yeah, it was for like when you'd get, it'd be like when you brought in like a Little League team or whatever.
Right.
Or a kid's pizza party.
Yeah, or huge.
You know? But it was only like $27. That's how long ago it was.
That's for a regular large pizza now.
I know.
Or even large.
Unless you go to Pizza Now.
That's crazy.
But if you went to Abby's or someplace like that, yeah, dude, it's like $30 pizza.
Yeah, maybe $34 for a large if you want a good one.
Yeah, if you want more than anchovies on your pizza.
Ooh, yuck.
You don't like anchovies?
Why would you want to put fish on pizza?
Why would you want to put fish on anything, in my opinion?
Why would you put it on there?
No anchovies, please. Remember that song from the Jay Giles Band?
Uh-uh.
No?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, that was a good one. It was called No Anchovies.
She's
please.
My anchovy.
No, good album.
Anchovy.
Love Stinks.
Oh, the Freeze Frame album?
No.
Oh.
Love Stinks. Yeah, it had Love Stinks on, and it had No Anchovies, Please, where these people bust into this guy's house, and they fucking steal his wife, and then, later he's watching TV, and he's watching Bowling for Dollars. And there was something oddly familiar about that.
How many dollars do you bowl for?
That bowling ball. It's my wife! So always remember, when you order pizza, say, No Anchovies, Please. It's a narrative song, which is kind of weird, you know?
Weird.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite narrative songs is that one song about the pickle.
The pickle.
I don't know.
Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, I just ride my motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. And then the cop shot a hole in the pickle.
Yeah. He did. He shot a hole in the pickle.
You know, Woody Guthrie wrote over 1,000 songs.
That's a lot of songs to be writing.
Not really. That's only one a day for 3 years.
That's a lot, dude. Do you try writing a song every day? It's fucking
Why not?
Hard. I don't know.
They're folk songs. I mean, how...
I can't even write a joke every day.
Yeah.
Hey, we hope you guys already did it, because all your phones usually do it for you anyway, but we did daylight savings time last weekend. Rob Ford, the crack-smoking mayor, he messed up daylight times. He told everybody to set their clocks back. But, you know, I accidentally said the wrong thing just in a conversation with my wife, and she was a little bit upset at the time about something else because she'd been dealing with the stress of her grandmother and stuff. And I was like, yeah, I'm just getting around, you know, getting ready to go to do the podcast because, you know, we lost an hour. We set our clocks back. And she's like, you set them back. That's my imitation of my wife. I hope she doesn't listen to this episode. If you do, babe, I'm sorry. But that's kind of how you sounded in my filter. You sent your clocks back. No, you heard me say I lost an hour. I just accidentally said that this time. Don't be so mean. Okay, anyway. Crack-smoking mayor makes a flub up. Some people on Twitter pointed out that among all the things that Ford has done, crack-smoking, lying about crack-smoking, public intoxication, homophobic comics, making a mistake on correct protocol for daylight savings time is pretty low on the list. So why are we even talking about it? All right.
Okay, that's kind of a big mess up there.
Well, he just announced it, and people just thought, geez, he must be still smoking crack.
Yeah.
When you're touted as crack-smoking mayor.
Crack-smoking mayor.
No, he was on Jimmy Kimmel's show that one time.
I know, we were talking about that just the other day.
He was on there, and he...
Were they smoking crack?
He was talking about... You know, he saved them money and stuff, you know, there. And, you know, as long as they keep voting him in, he's going to do what he does. He gives his phone number out to everybody that he sees and meets.
In case they might...
Interesting.
Hey, if you find any crack, here, call me up.
Yeah.
You guys ever went and checked the mail naked? At the post office?
Yeah, I usually do that once a week.
At the post office?
Yeah.
Well, this guy didn't do it at the post office. This guy went and got his mail at his mailbox outside of his house in Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. And then he started masturbating when a 14-year-old boy lingered outside his house.
Hmm. Oops.
Yeah. He's like, hey, there's a 14-year-old boy. I'm getting my mail. Guess I'll start masturbating. Whoa. That was some masturbation noises. He was standing in his yard for about 10 minutes. And it's funny because he was stalling, and his name is Stallings. He was 60. Could you imagine you're just like outside your house and your fucking 68-year-old neighbor Hilliard Stallings is just out there whacking it, rubbing one out, getting his mail?
Yeah.
Oh, man, what are people coming to?
Coming to get their mail.
I know. At least he wasn't fucking his dog out there, though.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. But after about 5 minutes, after the 14-year-old boy was out there, He saw the boy and started shaking his penis at him and thrusting his hips out towards the boy.
Ooh, sound like he was twerking.
He was twerking on getting his mail. As the oldest twerker in history, he was arrested when charged with 3 counts of indecent exposure, 1 count of failure to register as a sex offender, and 1 count of disorderly conduct by masturbating in public.
And
what? So, masturbating in public, we've decided, is more of a charge than peeing.
Discharging a weapon in the city limits?
No. Shooting a load on the neighbor boy? That's a misdemeanor in Oklahoma City.
Oh.
So, that's Oklahoma for you.
Yeah.
They're giving, what you call it? Oh, that must be the name of that Ron Funches show. What you call it with Ron Funches?
What you call it?
Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah, it was.
Hey, welcome to What You Call It with Ron Funches. What do you call ODB? I call
Did
him
you
old.
Know The Adventures of Ford Fairlane won four th- two three four five
four a four a four a four three two a four or what?
Yep.
Say that again, please. You were very unclear.
One worst pitcher in 1991
for the Raspberries. Or what? I don't doubt it.
Are you a big fan of that show?
I love it. I own it. Watch it.
What is it?
Ford Fairlane.
Ford Fairlane.
You know, Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, God.
I like the first scene because there's boobies in the first 1 minute. Hey! His alarm clock comes on. It's purple haze blazing at 10.
Is that part of your DVD all blurry now?
That part of my DVD.
Because you rewind it over and over?
No, but my VHS tape was ruined. Rewind until it was ruined.
No.
So I'm standing. Oh, wait. So I got my tongue up this chick's ass the other day, right?
No.
I didn't know Vince Neil was in that movie.
You know what it's like, hanging out at the bank. Yeah, he played a fake rock star that got killed. You don't remember the premise of Ford
Fairlane? I never watched it.
I'll bring it whenever I return that Pi movie. I should watch that on 14th.
You should watch Pi movie.
I should watch it on the 14th. When is that? Oh, that's Friday.
That's Thursday.
Friday.
Because the 10th is Monday.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I only know that because I know that the comedy thing is on the 14th, 21st, 28th, which is divided by 7. It's in increments of 7, which is weeks.
Oh, man.
You know, 7 is the loneliest number that'll ever be.
A can be just as lonely as B. Did you know that Biggie Smalls remembered P. Diddy 17 years after his death?
What?
P. Diddy's dead?
No, Biggie is. You're killing me, Smalls.
Oh.
What you don't know about Biggie? Diddy took social media on Sunday to pay tribute to his late friend and rapper, Biggie Smalls.
Mm. Nice.
Remembered by Diddy. See, he's remembered by Diddy 17 years after his death.
Oh, that's special.
Christopher Wallace.
I'm Christopher Wallace.
Sounds like the dude from freaking To Catch a Predator. I'm Christopher Wallace. NBC Dateline, To Catch a Predator.
Did you watch Captain Phillips?
No.
What'd you think of it?
I thought I wouldn't want to watch it, so I didn't. Tom Hanks, meh.
Now, one guy, it's a big news story now, only got paid $65,000, and he's broke already.
Yeah, that's what happens when you
lose. The other guy that's in it. Huh. That's Smallian.
He was a Biggian, well. Biggie Smallian. Mm-hmm. Biggie Smallian. That's a rapper from Somalia. Hey, I can't wait for this. You like movies. You're always asking me if I like movies, right?
Yeah, have you ever watched one?
Yeah, you know the next best movie I'm going to watch?
What?
Sharknado 2.
Oh, geez.
Sharknado 2.
Said. July 31st. I'm not going to watch another movie.
Is that part 2 to Blackfish?
No, it's part 2 to Sharknado.
Sharknado. And then there's Sharknado 2.
Yeah.
Attack of the Flying Sharks.
It had Tara Reid and Ian Ziering from Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. John Hurd from Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there were sharks flying around the air, but they didn't even have wings.
Mm-mm.
They were just flying flopping. Around. It also had Vivica Fox, Kelly Osbourne, Judah Friedlander, Andy Dick, Mark McGrath, and Judd Hirsch.
Mark McGrath? Boy,
I'm not watching unless Matthew
money.
McConaughey's in it.
It says here there's a possibility he might make a cameo. And I'm just saying that so you'll watch it.
Yeah.
Didn't you watch Sharknado 1?
No.
You didn't? It.
I also didn't watch
it's
that other
Jet
one.
It's on Jet Mix.
I didn't watch the prequel either.
Jet Mix?
It's on Fretflix.
I watched Mega Piranha.
Mega Piranha.
I have that of yours. I own it. I mean, I borrowed it from you who owns it.
Mega Piranha.
You never seen Mega Piranha? Mm-hmm. I'll bring it back. Bring it back old school.
Because piranhas are actually pretty small.
Yeah, but this one's huge, dude. It's bigger than a fucking killer whale.
Oh, I think I've seen it. It eats a whale, doesn't it?
It eats your mom's whale.
Hey-oh.
Oh.
Did you guys know that Susan Sarandon is very excited?
Uh-uh.
She's always excited.
Her pussy is dripping.
Uh-oh.
That's the whole story, but Kate Upton threatens to sue over fake topless photos.
She was in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Really?
Really? Yeah, well, she was a very young Susan Sarandon. She reminds me of a lady that I do comedy with now named Leanne Joshua, mm-hmm. award-winning author and teacher and professor and stand-up comedian. She kind of looks like Susan Sarandon. Is it Sarandon or Sarandon?
Sarandon.
Some people Sarandon say Saran Wrap. Yeah.
Susan Sarandon.
Hey, Susan Sarandon, wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard some people arguing about sports the other day.
Sports?
What were they arguing about?
Which team was better?
Which one was better?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Somebody said that the Rangers might as well just hang it up.
Yeah, they should.
All right. What do you think? You like the Rangers? Is that hockey? Care.
Yes.
All right.
No, it could be baseball.
Oh, it could be baseball. He's right.
I think they're talking baseball.
Oh, yeah, they can hang it up.
No, the baseball have been a very, very good.
I think you could probably say that of all the teams, except for Cliff Robertson on Survivor.
Well, yeah.
You've been watching Survivor?
No. And I haven't got a good chance to go visit my parents lately, so I haven't watched it at their house or anything, which I would have if I went.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I haven't. Have you been watching it?
Vaguely.
You just
watch it in the background.
You just want to watch it so you can see Cliff Robinson.
So I can say that I watched it.
Is he like 60 now?
No, I don't think he's that old.
Did you hear?
Maybe like 45, 50.
You know that fucking goofy hat that Pharrell has been wearing around?
That Pharrell?
Big brown hat. That guy was.
He was on some award show. He's a black dude.
Yeah, I know. He's some
R&B. You've probably seen the picture. Arby, it looks kind of like the Arby's hat.
Yeah.
Nice.
But Arby's bought that for like some outrageous fucking stupid amount of money.
Nice.
Like Arby's, they don't even probably get enough business to be, I don't know. Why would Arby's?
I like Arby's.
You do?
I do too.
Yeah.
How often Arby's. Do you guys go there?
Never. Once a year.
Once a year. Do you get five for five?
Nope.
Now, when I was 20,
I get a Jamocha shake and
25,
a French dip.
It was
a lot
five
of times.
For five. Mm-hmm. And now it's still five for five. So either.
No, it's not five for five anymore.
It's three for five.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
Well, I was going to say, because for like 20 years it was.
Yeah.
But five for five went a long time. So either they were dicking us in the beginning.
And now they're really dicking us now?
Or else they were taking a total loss.
They were dicking us and taking it in the
yeah.
ass.
Yeah, for a while they were 5 for $5.55, and then yep. they went 4 for $5, and then they're 3 for $5 now. I haven't been there in a
or
long
probably
time. Probably
2.5 for $9.
But I like
now.
The Arby's sauce. Fuck the horsey sauce.
I like the
I don't
horsey
need
sauce.
Any horse
you want to
cum.
Fight about it? It's not horse cum, dude.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Why it's else not- would it be white?
Because it's got horseradish sauce in it. You know what horseradish sauce is?
Nope.
It's white horse cum.
It's horse cum mixed with radish sauce.
Oh.
No, they feed a bunch of radish to the horse and hope that it comes out
wait,
spicy.
A little bit radishy.
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 Radishy. That's fucking radish cold, mm-hmm. dude. Radish.
You ever watch that show Hannibal? You ever hear that Van Halen song, Hannibal?
Mm-mm.
Hannibal!
Yep, that's the one.
Hannibal! Oh, 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 Lecter!
That's the one I was thinking of.
I reach down, move my legs, and get the fava beans. I eat Ray Liotta's brain as I'm pulling out of the driveway. Nirvana!
Have you been watching House of Cards?
No.
I just watched the first part of the one episode and I was so stoned I fell asleep, and then I did that 3 days in a row and now it's Friday and I still haven't got any farther.
Which House of Cards?
It's a series on Netflix with Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey on it.
And some other people.
Kevin
got
Spacey
got that one
Spacey
dude
on
from
it?
That one show.
Jerry Burns?
Nope. Barry Manilow.
Huh?
No, you know, that one guy from that one show.
Oh, hello?
I think he was on The Wire. The
guy
from The Wire.
Well, I forgot what show we're talking about already.
House of Cards.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lester Freeman.
Yeah, the fat dude.
Buster what? Freeman?
No? Nah. I haven't got that far yet. I didn't see Lester Freeman on the House of Cards.
Lester.
Did they have
He's
the fat
there.
Detective
no,
on 4400?
Yeah, Lester Freeman.
One of those fat... No, I'm talking about that fucking dickhead fat dude.
Dickhead, bad dude.
That I don't know. Like it's been a while since I've seen season one.
The why? House of Cards. Oh, yeah. You watched the whole thing. You didn't remember any of it.
I don't. The same thing with Hell on Wheels.
See, dude, that's it. That was it. You know what that is? That's like useless. That doesn't.
I know.
That's a waste.
That's why I don't read books, because I forget them right away.
Dude, I'm almost done with a book right now.
What book?
It's called Roadwork.
Oh, I've read that one.
You don't
Roadwork.
I don't remember
Stephen
any
King.
Of it.
Oh.
Stephen King book. It's based in 1973 when this big roadway is going to be coming through, and they're like going to be destroying some houses. So they're supposed to be paying these people a severance. You know, you got to leave your house. You got to go buy a new house. We'll buy you a new house. We're going to destroy your house so this freeway can come through and make the city better.
Nice.
Or worse, like on Bates Motel when they, yeah. You know, Bates Motel, they're putting that thoroughway through there and
yeah, them
taking
bastards.
Business away from the side streets and whatnot. Anyway, and this guy's all psycho.
Mm.
He refuses to finish the papers and close the deal on the laundry factory that he works at,
because
that place is getting demolished too. So he's supposed to be securing a deal with another building. He's supposed to be securing another house for him and his wife to live in. He doesn't do any of that stuff, so his wife leaves him, and then he like flash bombs the fucking all the equipment. He's burning shit up, and then he meets a hooker from Vegas, and she gives him some mescaline, and then he trips out at this New Year's Eve party. It's a pretty good book, actually. I got like an hour left of reading, according to my Kindle. It tells me how long I have left. By
you know time. What I say about nice. Stephen King is he says that he was coked out when they were doing Maximum Overdrive and he didn't know what he was doing.
It seems like it because that was a goofball movie, dude.
You'd have to be coked out to cast Emilio Estevez in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was so serious in that, too. Every scene he's just like moving slow in his eyes.
That probably won a Raspberry.
Just for the movie soundtrack. Who made who? Who made you? Who made you?
That might be the most popular. That might be the most popular selling. That might be the most popular selling soundtrack of all time, though. Can you name one that you think would have sold more?
Yeah.
Yeah, the fucking Reservoir Dogs
theme from Saturday Night Fever. From the Bee Gees.
Yeah, yeah. There you go, right there. Cats. The Birdcage.
All right.
Fucking, you know, Le Meublable.
Le Meublable.
I call it Les Miserables, but it's how you say that. Le Miserable.
I know one time I almost saw Miss Saigon.
You say Le Miserable.
Are you say from Les Miserables.
That's not how you say it. If you're going to say Miserables, you might as well just say
no,
less.
But if you really want to score points with the people in the theater nerd groups, you call it Les Mis.
Les Mis.
Oh, Les Mis. I go see Les Mis. And
Les Mis.
It was the last showing for 20 years.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I already know what is number one. Number one soundtrack of all time, and it's none of what any of you guys decided to say.
Don't be so fucking snotty-headed about it, all right?
Or hootie-any.
It's not anything that you guys said. Why don't you give us some fucking hints, all right, instead of being such an...
All right, Kevin Costner.
The soundtrack to Waterworld?
No.
Tin Cup? Dances with Fools?
Nope, there was a singer in the movie, too. The singer
oh,
was in
the
movie.
Body Quard.
Yep.
I will always love you.
Yep, 17 million units, and following that would be Saturday Night Fever. Huh?
All right, good job, Flames. Came
what would
second.
Be the next one at 13 million?
The soundtrack to Hotel California.
Nope, we talked about it earlier in the week. It had your favorite song on it.
My
I mean,
favorite.
Your favorite Prince song on it.
Purple Rain.
Oh, Purple Rain.
Oh, number three. Number four was that one where that one guy's dead now.
Number four was the where the one
and
guy's dead now.
He had a link to Trailer
away.
Park Boys.
That one guy's dead now, and he had a link to Trailer
yep,
Park
the train.
Boys. Oh, Sebastian Bach?
Oh, Dances with Wolves?
Close.
Patrick Swayze.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, I was going to say.
Oh,
Williams,
yeah. Dirty Dancing. Because
that had a hot soundtrack, didn't it? And then coming in next is The Big Chill.
Nope. The next one, the number five, would be It Had a Boat.
Waterworld. Boat.
Oh, the Titanic.
Yep.
Titanic.
And then the next one was a cartoon.
Fritz the Cat.
The Lion King.
Yep, The Lion King.
Yep, Elton John.
And then the next one was a movie about dancing.
With wolves.
Nope.
Oh, Footloose.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
And the next one was a movie that had Tom Cruise in it.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
I was going to say Cocktail.
And the next one was number nine would be Travolta again.
Pulp Fiction?
Nope.
Blowout?
Nope. Olivia.
Grease.
Yep, and then number 10 would be some black chicks.
Barbershop 2?
Waiting to exhale.
What? Waiting to exhale.
The Big Chill comes in at number 12, but number 11 before that is a Coen Brothers movie.
The Big Lebowski?
Nope.
Where Brother, For Art Thou?
Yep, and then number 13 would be another dance movie.
Flashdance.
Yep. Flashdance,
damn, I'm stupid.
And then number 14 was Pure Country. You ain't gonna guess that one. Number 15 was a Tom Hanks movie.
Big.
Nope.
No.
Turner and Hooch.
Nope.
Nope.
His biggest movie ever.
Forrest Gump.
Yep.
I have that soundtrack. It's actually not bad.
And the next one was
it's like
movie
smoking
that,
a big joint of socks.
That Michael yep. Jordan was in.
Oh, fucking air, yeah, the Space Jam.
Oh, you got it. And then a bunch of other ones, and then a bunch of other ones, and then 8 Mile, and then number 20.
8 Mile?
8 Mile.
Fucking Eminem. Mm-hmm. Eminem. You know who the new Eminem is, right?
No, who's the new? Oh, Justin Bieber?
Snickers. Pieces, pieces.
Yellow Wolf.
I don't even get that.
No, you don't have to get it. It's just a thing. It's that he's a rapper. He's a white rapper.
I'm a white rapper. I'm a white rapper.
He is.
Watch the rapping go by.
I'm a name Yellow Wolf. My. I'm a white rapper. I'm a white rapper. Popping trunks all day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. You guys never heard Pop the Trunk?
Mm-mm.
Pop the Trunk!
Dude, this song has been on fucking loop at my house for like 2 months.
Uh-oh.
I'm sick of it already.
Pop the trunk?
Yeah, don't make me go pop the trunk, bitch.
Oh.
You know what happens when I pop the trunk?
You die.
You die before I pop the trunk.
You die.
Afterwards, you get put in the trunk.
You get put in the trunk.
You're like junk in my trunk. Why you gotta pop my trunk? Anyway. You got any more of the best movie soundtracks ever?
No. There's only one best movie.
Reservoir Dogs didn't make the top 100?
No.
I only had the top 25.
I didn't ask you about the top 25. I said top 100. I know, I'm just fucking with you. Hey, I met Mac Moss. You know who that is?
Mm-mm.
You met him. Didn't you see him at the first
Mac game? Moss.
He's a rapper.
Mac Moss.
Oh, yeah. The Eagles have a song about him.
Mac Moss.
His name is Tomas.
Tomas.
He's got moss on his toe.
Moss toe.
He's got Mac Moss. See, doesn't that kind of sound like Eminem?
Sir.
You know, no. You probably don't listen to Eminem very much.
Who is it?
Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf.
That's one word.
The yellow card.
Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf.
Yellow Wolf.
Yellow by Cold Play.
Yellow Wolf.
Don't make me go pop the trunk.
This is on Nonstop at Your House.
I'm just sharing it with you guys because it'll be stuck in your head when you say.
Oh, thanks.
Don't make me go.
Hey, did you hear the FDA approved LSD testing for the first time in clinical trials?
I got to be in the first test group, dude. It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm fucking wasted on LSD right now.
Man.
Yep, it allows them to open up about their fears of their upcoming death.
Would you guys do it, though? Would you go to a clinic and check in and take acid?
For terminally ill patients is where they approved it for.
For acid?
Mm-hmm. So they could come to terms with their death and open up and talk about things that they needed to get off their chest and made them feel better.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well.
Made me feel better.
Yep. People, once they turn 60, should take acid once a day, mandatory.
Once a day, dude, you can't do that. You got to let yourself come down a little bit.
Yeah.
Not if you take it at the same time every day, all day, every day.
How about once a week?
Once a week is purely,
don't make me
pure,
go take acid every day.
Then you're on a roller coaster ride. Why go up and down when you could just stay up?
How boring is that?
You pretty much don't want to go to work.
Life is a roller coaster.
Life is a roller coaster.
I want to ride it all night long. Know who did that?
Yep, Tom Cochran.
He's a cock ram. He used to be a Red Rider, and then he
reminds me of Corky.
He was with the Red Rider.
He was Red Rider, yeah.
Oh yeah.
He wrote Lunatic Fringe.
Lunatic Fringe.
I know you around now.
And one hit wonder.
You're one hit wonder. And you know you're not gonna get another one. Until he took a fucking ride down the highway of life. Life, life was a highway. And he got that song was on a ton of shows. That song probably.
You know what song is on more shows than that one?
Bad of the Bone.
Rebel Yell.
Bad of the Bone.
Rebel Yell.
Bad of the Bone.
Rebel Yell's been in a lot of movies.
Rebel Yell.
How many?
One.
Five.
Oh, shit. Watch this. What's in on the CD player? Got new music today. What's in Hans, please? CD player. Today, Hans is listening to the guitar player from St. Vitus and other bands.
St. Vitamin.
His name is Wino. You guys ever listen to Wino?
No.
He also played for... The Hidden Hand.
Mm-hmm.
He also played for... Fuck, what's that other band? Hans, what's that other band besides St. Vitus and... I can't remember. Anyway, he's listening to an album called Adrift. Mm-hmm. It's by Wino.
Wino.
The guy's first name is Scott. I can't remember his last name, but... Sorry for being so infoless on this. Hans, you're always listening to shit I'm not familiar with. God, if I think
who
long
was
enough...
It?
Scott Wino something. W-I-N-O. He played for St. Vitus. He played for the Hidden
what
Hand.
Album,
Adrift. That's one word, by the way. We love you too, Hans. Thanks for listening, buddy. Thanks for your donations and your constant listening.
Yeah.
And your constant submissions of what you're listening to. You been listening to that throat singing DVD lately? Scott Wino Weinrich. Weinrich, that's his name with a W. Weinrich, that's why they call him Wino, because he likes to drink and his name's Weinrich. It's all coming back to me. He was in a band called
The Obsessed.
Yes, thank you.
Obsessed.
Robot.
He did
Robot.
Just one song. But in the Obsessed, he worked with the dude, the left handed bass
player. Planet Caravan?
No, Spirit Caravan.
Oh.
He played with Scott Reeder in The Obsessed, who went on to play with Caius.
Oh.
So, yeah, Wino's cool.
He was also in War Horse.
War Horse.
War Horse.
So that's what Hans has been listening to. I was listening to Cheech and Chong, the wedding album, the other day on vinyl.
When did they get married?
1974. It had such great songs on it as Black Lassie by Johnny Stash.
What's your favorite
Johnny
Cheech
Stash.
And Chong thing of all time?
I don't know. It's pretty tough. I've been rewatching that Cheech and Chong's animated
Ear
movie.
Earache Your Eye.
I like Earache Your Eye. That's
it's
a good one.
Good. Well, I like the spoof before it, which is pretty good, which is less known than
I Ache Your Ear.
Earache My Eye. Somebody posted
earache,
that on Facebook, guy from Rye Wolves, and he's like, God, I got an earache, blah, 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 and he's complaining about his earache, and so I just posted, earache my eye, how would you like a butt ache? And he's like, why are you talking about my butt? You know, like I was being gay or something. I was like, oh, sorry, it was a Cheech and Chong reference. I thought everybody knew. He's like, oh, I haven't heard that for a long time. Now I get it. Because he wakes the kid up, the kid gets up, he puts on his record, and the dad comes in and zips it across the thing. He says, "You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready to, for school." He's like, "I'm not going to school, man, because I got an earache."
Earache my eye.
How would you like a butt ache?
What do you mean?
Just paddle his ass.
He spanked him, dude, because he's fucking gay and into incestual bestiality.
Ooh.
I mean, how does that work?
I don't know.
Incestual bestiality.
It's a thing.
Necro incestual bestiality.
See, that's when you fuck a dog, she has a baby, and then you fuck it after it's dead.
Oh, man.
The more you know. Ding, 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 ding. That means don't be a Floridian and fuck your pit bull in your yard and then let it have babies and kill them and then fuck the dead baby dogs.
Wow.
Because that's necro...
Philia bestiality.
Pedio. Yeah, and it's pedo because it's a puppy. So it's pedo necro bestie incestuality.
Flames, have you ever saw and owned a horse ghost?
A horse ghost?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever seen a horse ghost?
I've never seen a horse ghost.
Do you like chapstick?
Have you ever seen
chapstick?
You like chapstick on your lips?
Yeah.
How would you ever like to have this chapstick on your lips?
Maybe Susie chapstick.
Have you ever seen a horse stick?
What?
You know, a horse stick.
You know those toys that we used to have? It was just a horse on a stick.
Yeah, a horse stick.
Yeah, you ride it around the living room and say.
Have you ever seen a horse stick?
No.
Have you ever licked a horse stick?
Can't really say hell.
Have you ever rode a stick horse?
No, but I rode a horse.
Have you ever rode a horse dick? Have you ever paid for a whore that
have you ever seen a ghost?
You ever wondered why your dog rubs up and down on your leg?
It's just a circle of questions. Have you ever got fucked by a tranny in Portland?
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, I don't think so. No.
Have you ever had a out-of-body experience?
Can't say I really have.
Have you ever seen an alien?
Yes, no.
Have you ever had an inner 20 experience?
I've never seen an alien.
Have you ever seen, remember that one time that little thing ran out by the lawn from the neighbors and scared you half to death? What was that?
I don't know, but it sure freaking scared the shit out of me because, those aren't indigenous.
Indigenous
to North America.
Have you ever seen an alien Gonzales?
What is it?
An alien Gonzales.
An alien Gonzales? Yeah, I think they are usually down like in the San Diego area.
No. He was that little Cuban boy that they, you know, he came over on a fucking inner tube or something back in the 10 days.
Gilligan?
Ago. No, alien. Gilligan Gonzales. Yes, Gilligan Gonzales.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, the dog's penis.
What came first?
The chicken.
The chicken came, and then the egg came out of the chicken.
Gilligan or Maynard?
Chicken. Maynard. Say what now?
Maynard G. Krebs.
Maynard G. Krebs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Bob Denver.
Bob Denver. Oh, yes.
Did Maynard. You know that Gilligan and John Denver were brothers, and their bastard child was that little kid that was on Brady Bunch that looked like a miniature John Denver? You know that kid with the fucking propeller on his head on the Brady Bunch with the round glasses, the John Denver, John Lennon glasses? You know that kid?
I do.
What's his name?
Arnold.
Okay, well,
his name was on the show.
His
Arnold.
He's John Denver's son.
I think.
Remember that show, Arnold?
Hey, Arnold, football head. I remember football head.
Yep.
How many people have football heads besides Stewie and Arnold?
Maynard G. Krebs.
He did have a football head?
No.
Oh.
He had a coconut head.
Would you guys quit arguing? He says yes, you say no.
It's a coconut head.
Coconut. Nah. You put the lime in the coconut head.
Harry.
Have you ever seen a pigeon smoking a cigarette?
No, but I've seen a pigeon
seen
get scared by an owl.
Firefighters in London said they believe an apartment fire was started by a pigeon bringing a lit cigarette into the rooftop nest.
Nice.
He'd quit smoking cigarettes for the last 2 weeks. He'd been seen with an E-pen, and they were baffled when they found no ignition sources except for They're thinking that somebody threw a burning cigarette, pigeon picked it up, took it to their nest in a smoldering butt.
So, dude, that's all speculation, though. They don't have.
That's why you
proof.
Shouldn't
they
smoke in bed.
No, they have video proof that the penguin was actually smoking a cigarette.
The penguin.
Mm-hmm. The penguin. The pigeon took it over.
Dude,
to the penguin.
I know those guys are bad. They got switchblades and they got cigarettes.
They're a tough group. The pigeons yeah. just give them
don't
their cigarettes.
Don't let the tuxedos fool you. It's Ocean's penguin.
Yeah.
Ocean's penguin. But I saw a pigeon in my neighborhood, which is not normal. He was just hanging out on a wire. I was like, hey, Kurt Russell, and I threw a rock
was
at him.
It,
I threw a rock
was
at him.
It Nathan Lane on there?
No, it was Kurt Russell.
I mean, Mel Gibson, he was a bird on a wire.
No, it was Kurt Russell.
Isn't that a comics movie?
Wasn't it Kurt Russell that was a bird on a wire and Goldie Hawn?
No, I think it was Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson and Goldie Hawn.
Kurt Russell should be pissed. That little Jew-hating fucking twerp.
Wow.
Whoa, that was a weird... Scale of 1 to 10, Mel Gibson.
Bob Denver.
No, that.
Bob Denver.
1 to 10.
Bob Denver.
Isn't that on the scale somewhere?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10, Mel Gibson. Mm. Go.
Make me want to spin the wheel of life.
1.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mel Gibson, go.
1. 1.
We have
oh,
a winner.
Dang it. I skipped college and only am a lawnmower.
That's a sprinkler. The wheel's going nuts.
Yep. Name that fucking sound. What can you guys make a sound about? Yeah, we're just about done here. But can you guys make the sound
I can
of
make a sound of...
Can you make the sound of a meth lab in a car? All right, you guys, that was good sound effects. You guys have been practicing, obviously.
Meow.
What's the, if you guys had to, like, your life depended on it,
mm-hmm.
what would be the most accurate sound effect that you can make with your voice? Of an object that is not human. Do you understand the question? A fart?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, it can't be a bodily function.
A cough.
That's a bodily function. Like an inanimate object.
I can
a
hear.
Rock.
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah,
like,
I was gonna
could
say
you do
that.
Maybe a film projector? That's pretty good. Here's mine. That kind of sounds like a fart.
All right, what about a gun? Ba-doo, ba-doo, ba-doo.
That's pretty good. Was that with a silencer on it?
Yep, and just yep, yeah, that was yeah.
What was it? I've been working on my sound effects for a sci-fi robot. Is that yours, Flame? Here's mine, listen.
Game over.
That was my actual voice.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah. Say,
is it just
going like to
keep saying that?
You sounds like you have a cold.
Domination.
Or is that just a possession?
I don't even... It's supposed to be whatever I said, and it totally blew it for me.
Oh, wow.
Rice and...
I'm Morley Safer.
And this is...
Do you hear that another game show host died this
your
week?
Your time's fucking
who?
Up.
One guy.
Which guy?
Jeff Edwards.
The psychic?
No, the guy, Jeff Edwards, the game show host.
Jeff Edwards?
I thought that was the psychic.
Jeff Edwards.
The psychic game show host.
Jeff Edwards.
No, Jeff Edwards.
John Edwards.
No, Jeff Edwards.
I know a John Edwards that used to be a psychic dude.
Jeff Edwards.
Okay. I'm getting him confused.
Jeff Edwards. He was 83. Jeff.
Okay.
Oh.
What did he used to...
He was a game show host.
Yeah. From the 70s.
Well, 70s and 80s.
Really?
I remember him. He used to do like fucking one of those stupid shows like
Jackpot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh. Treasure Hunt.
Yeah.
Really?
All those.
I don't remember. Petticoat Junction he was on. I Dream of Jeannie. Different Strokers.
Different Strokers.
Yep. Why don't they should combine the two and make a Different Strokers Ace?
A Different Strokers Ace?
Yep.
Psychedelic Stroker Ace?
Yeah.
You guys are freaking me out right now. All right, well, what do you guys got? Anything else? We're going to get the hell out of here and go eat some more pizza now.
Give it up for our plans are pending on Jeffrey Edwards.
Yeah. Give it up for our sponsors, Pizza Now.
Oh, dude, those guys are delicious.
Because sometimes when you eat Pizza Now, it's so good, you will do that. It makes kids scream at the top of their lungs. But,
I got a song to play real quick.
Okay. Not that one again. Lisa's future, Selma's hubby, Marge not proud, Homer chubby, Homer worried, Bart is gay, Poochie U2 NRA, hippies Vegas and Japan are couplets, and Barge boy band, Marge murmurs, Maud croaks, Lisa Buddhist, Homer tokes, Maggie blows, burns away, what else do I have to say? We didn't start the fire. Have no fears, we've got stories for years, like Marge becomes a robot. Thank you. Eddie Logan's a cell phone, as Bart ever owned a bear or I still want to see that episode where Mo gets a cell phone.
Yeah.
Mo gets a cell phone?
Yep.
Why would Mo even deserve a cell phone?
Because he owns a bar.
Call Barney.
Hey, Mo.
I can't.
All right, you guys, it's Friday. Go out and do something on the weekend. Thanks for listening to
Friday.
The Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. We're going to end up with some unique electro beat music to end on.
Ooh, pretty.
Check out our website, tagcastpodcast.com. That song got over really quick. But yeah, go to that website. Go to the whatever. There's things you can click on there. Just go there.
Go to Pizza Now.
Yeah. Call them. 928-0900. And thanks to Flames for being in the studio with us all week again.
You're welcome.
We like to have guests. And coming this summer, this time, it's forever. It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, Part 2, May 12th, 2012. That's when it all started. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. But thanks, you guys, for listening. Thanks, Hans. Thanks, Carrie Davis and everybody else. Dave Forsythe, all you guys. We'll see you on Monday. All right?
Yeah. Have a happy Friday. Please rock on.
And please have metal. What do you got to say, Flames? What do you want to do?
Yeah. Have a good weekend and keep on rocking.
Yeah. Later, guys. Hey, all you taggots. What's going on out there? I'm going to give you a chance to go check out some stuff if you want. There's a couple shows coming up just this weekend that you might not want to miss. Toe Tag and World of Lies playing at Slab Town on Friday night. I believe that's the 14th. And also that night, if you're in the Springfield, Eugene area, go see 30 Pound Test. They're good fellas. We got some open mic comedy stuff that's always happening every other Monday at Taylor's Bar and Grill, 13th and Kincaid. It's Doggone Comedy. Then you got Tiny Tavern open mic on Wednesdays, 4th and Blair. Thursday night, open mic at Green Room, which is inside Doc's Pad, 710 Willamette. That's 9 p.m. And the Kush Cafe every Friday at 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene. Lots of places to go. Lots of opportunities for you to go try your hand at stand-up comedy if that's what you're into. I haven't updated my list for very long, so there's going to be a short list, I guess. April 21st is Doug Benson at the 4th Annual 420 Wow Hall Show. Always a day late. that guy. Go online and find out about tickets for that. Here's some shows that are music-oriented coming up here. May 3rd, it's Nile, Seasons of Suffering, and World of Lies at the Hawthorne Theater. Tickets are $13.50 in advance, $15 at the door. We'll go backwards. Also, Sunday, March 30th, Carcass, Black Dahlia Murder, Gore Guts, and Noisem, Hawthorne Theater. Advance tickets are $25, $28 at the door. What else we got? March 17th, The Sword and Big Business, and Oh Brother at the Hawthorne Theater, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Queens of the Stone Age is coming in April, but they're already sold out. Mastodon is coming in April as well. I think there's still tickets available for that. I really don't have my list together very well, but I do want to tell you about Oregon's Last Comedian Standing coming up for the next three Fridays. Actually, about the next six Fridays in Eugene at Calhoun's. That's 2222, four twos, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, right there by Autzen Stadium. There's a little club in there called The City, and it's every Friday at 8 o'clock. It's $5 at the door. We'll have the qualifying rounds on the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th, and then we'll have the semifinals on the following Fridays after that. The finals are on the 18th of April. That's all at Kowloon's in Eugene, The City, inside that Chinese restaurant there. And don't forget about the next installment of Denny's Grand Slam Comedy Show. Still working on the lineup, but it's looking pretty good. So that's going to be March 28th. It's a Friday night, as always, the last Friday of the month at Denny's for the Grand Slam Comedy Show. And I think that's all we've got. There's other shows coming up. I know Moshe Kasher, or however you say that, he's coming to Eugene, as is Aziz Ansari. Some other people coming, but we'll have to wait till next week because I failed to get my shit together. But whatever. So thanks for listening, you guys, and we will see you next week. Go to tagcastpodcast.com and check that shit out. There's all kinds of stuff there for you. Click on the donate icon, give us some money, or click on the Amazon icon and go do some shopping. I'm going to go smoke some more weed. Peace out.